This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey. Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want right here, toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, so Skype on in here to the show. Skype username is lrn.fm. Coming up, one big city in America is moving real fast towards a soda tax, and Daryl W. Perry has the story. We'll share that with you. It's Ian and Daryl in the studio. You can join us again online over at freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones first. Dave is in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave.
Yeah, so as you know, I'm running a New Hampshire out of U.S. demonstration on June 26th. And
yes.
I've put quite a bit of effort into condensing the news release into something worthwhile, and I'd like to read it to you.
All right, sure.
During the last 7 decades, New Hampshire has suffered over a dozen wasteful, sadistic D.C. administrations. Each have misruled and weakened us from their distant swamp, providing taxation in return for little more than a pretense of representation. Not one of these has left office with a smaller government than it inherited. Accountable in name only, Washington has used our money to undertake abuses ranging from medievalist torture chambers in Afghanistan to the confiscation of lawfully born firearms in New Orleans. They have turned our rivers orange and seas black. More recently and locally, they have arrested or helped prosecute various edgy but harmless New Hampshireites, from the colorful pot guru Rich Paul to Rochester Bundy supporter Jerry DeLamis. Now we face the specter of domination by one of two tyrants, either full of ominous promise, both positioned to be uniquely authoritarian figures in our history. It's time to discuss an outside-the-box alternative, one that does not hope to fix or operate upon the rotted federal system, one which, rather, harnesses that rot as a source of fuel for escape. Independence from the U.S. is a contentious concept, but its chances of eventual success seem better than those of the hapless third parties and Liberty Pact. Reuters reports that 24% of Americans already want their states to leave the Union. Now, that's the two-thirds point. If you want me to stop there, I will.
No, it's interesting so far. I think you've done a pretty good job of summing up some of the violations of people's freedom without going overboard. I mean, it can be easy to just continue to rattle off the federal government's oppressions that they've engaged in. But you've managed to keep it fairly short, I feel like.
Daryl, yeah, you could pretty much read the entire Declaration of Independence, and almost all of it applies to what the U.S. federal government has done.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does. It's worse now than it was under King George.
Arguably it was. Yeah, so go ahead.
There's no good reason for New Hampshire to remain inside the federal Titanic. The bad reason most commonly cited is usually something along the lines of they'll hurt you.
Yeah, they'll invade.
Yeah, there's truth in this, but threats and fear of retaliation are reasons for us to leave, not reasons to stay. And the path to independence is not necessarily complex. It's already underway. In 2012, the New Hampshire State House passed H.R. 25, which reads, quote, all compulsory federal legislation that directs states to comply under threat of civil or criminal penalties or sanctions, or that requires states to pass legislation or lose federal funding, are prohibited, unquote. Washington is in continual violation of at least the spirit of this resolution. Fed funding withholding is at the core of its control over states. So some of us would like state reps to take the next step, perhaps drawing up a Declaration of Independence.
Now, hold on. Before you go on, what happened with that House resolution? Did it go? Was that more than just a resolution? Was it supposed to be a constitutional amendment, or was it just them saying, we don't think this is good?
It passed. It was sort of it struck me as being an abbreviated alternative to HCR 6, which was really popular in 2009, but didn't quite pass. So basically what I read there was probably about 10% of the bill. So the bill's not very long. And it, like I said, it did pass under the conservative legislature that existed in 2012. And that was Dan Itz, the same state rep who pushed HCR 6, which was.
But what happens with the HCR?
A resolution is basically the legislative body saying, here's our thoughts on this.
That's it.
It's a strongly worded statement.
It doesn't even go on to the Senate. The Senate doesn't have to look at it or consider
Correct.
It. So it just comes
because
out
because it's a House resolution.
Got it. So Senate has their own resolutions if they want to pass
yes.
their own thing. But ultimately, it has
a strongly worded statement.
Right. It ultimately has no political effect.
Correct.
And the main problem with HCR 25 was that it didn't get much attention. It passed, but got little attention.
Well, right, because it's just a resolution. It's not going to do anything.
I don't know. HCR 6 got a ton of attention, but it didn't pass. So
I bet you if a state rep put forward a secession bill, that might get some press attention.
Yes.
Yeah, it would.
And that's what you're asking for? I'm sorry. I know you were almost done with your press release, so go ahead.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I'll just finish reading it. Perhaps drawing up a Declaration of Independence or simple bill that would peaceably end Washington rule here. This would need to be submitted multiple times before winning.
Right.
But it's the move which strikes at the root rather than the branches of misrule we suffer. Even in failure to pass, independence drives partially succeed. Scotland and Quebec are treated more cautiously by their central governments because they have strong, technically unsuccessful, autonomy movements. London and Ottawa hesitate to commit abuses in those areas for fear the restless provinces will become breakaway nations. Developments in the U.S. federal system are a reminder we want to be treated cautiously, then we need a growing independence movement here.
So. I agree.
And one thing that I will sort of caution, and Dave, I'm sure you know this, but this is more for the benefit of everybody listening. When you try to find a state rep to introduce something, a lot of times, if it's not a cause that they are willing to be the champion of, they'll say, I don't want to waste my political capital on this. It's not going to pass, and I don't want to waste my political capital. But yet some of these same state reps will then turn around and introduce other legislation that they know is not going to pass, but it's a lot sexier of an issue, and so therefore they don't feel like they're wasting political capital because, you know, people will show up to the hearings.
Well, I say what could be more sexy than the idea of, or sizzly, if you will, than the idea of secession? It's a controversial issue for sure. People are going to be quite divided over the idea of secession. If someone would actually take it seriously as a legislative sort of concept, and so far we've yet to actually see that. We did just see the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence. They have brought on Carla Garrick, the former Free State Project president, as their new president. So I think that's an indicator that they may be gearing up for sort of a new phase of operations.
Of course, Carla's running for state senate.
So hopefully she'll be making secession one of her issues. We have yet to talk to her about that. So you've got the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence. You've got the New Hampshire Liberty Party, which, Daryl, you and I helped found field candidates in political races who will start to talk about the idea of secession, make it a campaign issue, start getting it out there into the media. And now we've got you, Dave, who you're going to schedule this protest. And that, I guess, was your introduction in your press release to when and where it's going to be. Is that what comes next in the release?
Correct. Yeah, it's with the 26th at 5 p.m. right about the time people are passing through Manchester on their way home from Porkfest.
Now, I might suggest I'm by no means a press release expert, but you may want to put the time and date up in the front paragraph as well as toward the end. That way, a hurried news reporter who's just trying to gather the basics will be able to see the sort of
just the facts, man.
Yeah, the when, the where, and the how, and then they can get more details by continuing to read. But otherwise, I think it sounds pretty good. It's pretty informed. Would you do me a favor, Dave, and send me over a copy when you're ready to send it out? I can send it out to my press release list and put it up as a blog post over at Free Keen if you'd like.
Sure, thanks.
Yeah, no problem. Good luck with that. Thanks.
I can also mention if people want to know more about it, the place to go on the internet is probably NHND.org, which I just bought. NHINDIE.org.
Oh, see, I would have misspelled it. I would have spelled it I-N-D-Y.
That's already purchased by someone in Indianapolis.
Okay. Well, thank you for clarifying that, Dave, and keep us in the loop as this develops. It's Free Talk Live.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type BABE33 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code BABE33 at adamandeve.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll-free here. Our number 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. Coming up, I've got another email. This one's very short that I will share. Two emails in 1 week. that were not happy.
I didn't do it.
And usually I don't get two in a year that are like this. But I'll give you one here in a moment. We've got to get into this soda tax story. But first, you can learn more about Bitcoin, which is the amazing stateless, free market, non-political currency, the first one of its kind. Money that you actually are in charge of. You don't have to go to any bank or government to get permission to have Bitcoin. You just go and get your free wallet, and we'll recommend one for you a little bit later. But go to Bitcoin.com to learn more about Bitcoin. Stop using the state's money. By using their money, you're helping the state. This is your alternative, and it's incredible. Go to Bitcoin.com. Learn it, use it, spread it. Bitcoin.com. There was a little dip in the price of Bitcoin this morning, and we'll, if we get a chance, talk about why that might have been, because it didn't just affect Bitcoin, it affected Ethereum.
Well, it was something else affecting Bitcoin.
Right. Well, nonetheless, even though the issue that happened this morning didn't really have anything to do with Bitcoin. So we'll talk more about that here in moments. Toll-free number tonight, 855-453, 855-450-3733, and the email is related to that whole discussion. But first, Daryl, you were going to tell us about a soda tax. We've heard a lot over the years about politicians talking about sin taxes and talking about adding soda to the list of sin taxes. So classic sin taxes would be a tax on
alcohol,
cigarettes,
tobacco,
a tax on alcohol, a tax on titty bars, things like that, or gambling or whatever. And so now soda, it's finally happening somewhere. Maybe there's been another city, but this is the first time that it's apparently been in a big city.
The story comes from UPI, and they say the fifth largest city in the United States with its high poverty rate, and I'm reading this verbatim from UPI, scored an atypical victory on Thursday as lawmakers approved a new proposal to tax soft drinks.
Wait, whose victory is this? The city's victory?
I guess.
The anti-soft drink industry's victory?
I don't know. They don't explain who it's a victory for. They just say it's a victory.
It's a victory for statism. We'll call it that.
The Philadelphia City Council passed the measure by a vote of 13-4 Thursday afternoon to the delight of Mayor Jim Kenney.
Okay, so this is a done deal. This isn't a proposal. This is now
this
or
passed.
Will be shortly the law in Philadelphia.
The soda tax will levy 1.5 cents per ounce on sweetened soft drinks beginning January 1st, 2017.
Huh.
The goal of the tax, according to officials, is to generate additional revenue that can be used to fight the city's poverty.
Uh-huh. Okay, so...
So we're going to tax poor people
right,
so that we can fight poverty...
Are
that
you
causes people to be poor.
Daryl, are you suggesting that soda drinkers are more likely to be poor?
Not necessarily suggesting that, but they're going to be the ones that get hit the hardest.
No doubt.
As with all sales taxes, the less fortunate get hit the hardest.
Correct. And I can tell you one thing. I used to be a cashier at Kmart back in the day when I was a teenager. I worked the electronics department most of the time, but every now and then, if they needed backup up front, I'd get called up there and I'd open up a register up on the front end. So dealing with all of the store's customers at that point. I can tell you that, you know, it was Kmart, so probably not the upper crust of shoppers
right,
to begin with. But I can't really say that any of the people that had flats and flats of soda in their shopping cart appeared to be anywhere close to wealthy or well off.
Right.
They did not seem to be the most financially sound individuals who are buying soda pop. I mean, literally a cart full of soda.
Right.
Those kind of people. Those are kind of, you know, the people who put their vices in front of savings,
right,
for instance. Anyway, that was my observation.
And one thing that I personally find interesting is that in a lot of cases, a 2-liter is cheaper than a 20-ounce. But people are just going to buy the 20-ounce because they've got the 20-ounces right by the checkout.
Sure. Convenience buy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you pay the price for convenience. Also, this isn't going to stop people from buying soda. So as you're pointing out, the same people who are going to be benefiting from the welfare program will still be buying soda. Ultimately, a lot of people on the food stamps, for instance, or the card, the EBT card.
Right.
Soda's not a prohibited product on EBT. So if these people are getting welfare money, they're just going to go spend it on more sodas.
Right. And let me do the math here real quick to find out a 16-ounce soda will wind up having 24 cents of additional tax.
Okay.
Mayor Kenney.
That's a big chunk.
Yeah.
I mean, if you think about it, I remember, I don't think you can get them for 25 cents anymore, but I remember you could go to like Walmart or whatever and get the Walmart brand for a quarter. I don't know if they're still selling
that. Was
that
like
cheap.
The 12-ounce
can. Yeah, 12-ounce
can. If you bought like a six-pack of them.
Now, are these going to be, and maybe they get into this detail here, is this tax only for soda fountain products, meaning that Circle K or 7-Eleven or whatever will be the ones instituting the tax, or a restaurant that has a...
It says sweetened soft drinks. Allow me to continue the article. There's a statement from Mayor Kenney who says, thanks to the tireless advocacy of educators, parents, rec center volunteers, and so many others, Philadelphia made a historic investment in our neighborhoods and in our education system today.
Wait a minute. This is an investment to tax people more is an investment? No,
yes.
That's stealing. You're forcing businesses to hand over more money every time they sell soda products, and if they don't, then you'll put them in a prison cell. That's not an investment in anything.
You're investing in crime. You're investing in, you know, like robbing people.
Well, an investment suggests that there's a return on, or that there's a possibility for a return on the investment. And in this case, that won't exist.
Kenny continues, I also thank my colleagues in council for working with our administration to craft a shared agenda that will improve the education, health, and prosperity of children and families all across this city for years to come.
Yeah, right. By the time he's out of office, even if somebody's health has, or even if the Philadelphia city's health hasn't improved, or whatever those other things were, then this person will not be held responsible for it. So he can say whatever he wants about predicting the future for Philadelphia. And if he's wrong, no one will remember.
The city council says the new revenue will go towards improving the lives of citizens through funding of education, job training, and youth program initiatives. Similar measures have been proposed in various cities, but Philadelphia became the first major city to impose such a tax. The new tax applies to all sweetened soft drinks sold by vendors in the city and is expected to increase the price of a 20-ounce soda to, or rather, increase it by 30 cents. Traditional 12-packs will cost $2.15 more.
Wow. Holy crap, that's a lot of money.
They're expecting...
Whoa!
They're expecting to generate an extra $90 million per year.
Oh, my goddess. What does a 12-pack cost these days? Because I remember back when I was selling them at Kmart in the late 90s, it was only like $2 for a 12-pack. Or maybe that was a 6-pack. I don't know. I never really paid close attention to the price of soda. You looking online for it? Or?
I'm trying to find the price.
Problem is the online price won't be the same. We'd have to find a price from like a Walmart or a grocery store or something, because an online price will be shipped and shipping costs.
Yep, I'm looking at Walmart.
It's Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you're invited to join us on the radio. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Skype username here is lrn.fm. You know, you got a lot of choices when it comes to cryptocurrency wallets. There's only one that holds Bitcoin, Ether, and DAO tokens. It's Jax, J-A-X-X. Jax.io is the website where you can download the Jax wallet. Now, there's some Bitcoin or, I guess, cryptocurrency news around the DAO tokens. We'll talk about that here in moments we get the chance. There's a big controversy in that particular community, and that may have caused a price drop earlier in the day today. But the Jax wallet is still there and still, in my opinion, the best choice for accessing your cryptocurrencies. It's cross-platform, so you can get it for Windows, Mac, or Linux devices, as well as Apple phones, iPads, Google, Android tablets and phones. So you can have it pretty much wherever, in whatever screen you're accessing. It's super easy to back up and recover your funds. You get control over coins, currencies, and eventually they'll have contracts, identity, and more in Jax. They're looking to build you a digital command center for your life. So get started with Jax at Jax.io, JAXX.io, as we continue here. Daryl, you're sharing with us the story out of Philadelphia, where the news media here is claiming that Philly is the first big city to impose a soda tax. Now, I don't know where the first soda tax happened. I don't think we've ever talked about it here. I remember when New York City banned certain sizes of sodas,
yes.
So like any soda above a 20 ounce or something like that, or above 16.
I think
16,
it was over 16.
Yeah, is over 16 ounces is banned from being served in restaurants, I believe it was, the convenience stores.
Right.
So this sounds even more of an imposition on soda drinkers. This is not just a proposal. It passed 13-4 or something like that.
13-4, yes.
And the mayor's super happy about it, so it's going to get signed. It's going into the city rules.
Goes into effect beginning of next year.
So it's going to be 1.5 cents per ounce.
Yes.
Of the tax, which, you know, doesn't sound like a lot at first glance, but when you actually look at how this is going to affect people, you were just looking at a 12-pack of soda, which is a fairly common size package to purchase for folks.
12-pack of 12-ounce cans on Walmart.com was $3.33.
Right. And that's presumably shipped
in
to store
only. No, it said in-store only.
Okay.
So you can't place that order online,
right.
But it shows you what the price is in-store, or what the average price is in-store. So they're saying here the traditional 12-packs will cost $2.15 more.
$2.
Which then puts that to almost $5.50.
That's a 64% price increase.
What does a 20-ounce soda cost? A dollar? $1.10?
$1.50,
depending on where you're at?
I think so, yeah.
30 cents more.
Yeah. This is a huge
increase. You know, then you're looking at an additional 30% tax increase.
I mean, to have something go from $3.33 to more than $5 is a huge jump in price. But people still pay it.
Yeah.
They want to get their soda, they're going to pay it. So what's the penalty? Is there anything mentioned about what happens to somebody if they continue to sell? Well, I guess it was just the sales tax, right? So if you don't charge
sales tax, so
you'll get charged.
We'll take your business license. We'll charge you penalties. We'll charge you fees.
Charge you with dodging
charge
tax.
Charge you fines. We'll kick you out of business.
Right. So now everybody who's got a point of sale system has to hire a programmer to come in, edit the programming, you know, the software behind their point of sale system to make sure that it recognizes the soda products and adds an additional tax onto them. Because normally, if you look at the way software probably works, it's, oh, well, there's a tax on things that you buy, so let's add 6% or whatever to everything, you know, in states that have sales tax.
Right.
We add 6% to everything in the store.
Well, Pennsylvania is one of those states to where, you know, like there are certain things that don't have sales tax. Certain things do.
With certain exceptions. It's that way in Florida with some things like prepared foods or whatever. I forget what the rules were. But this is going to require somebody's going to have to come in there and update all of this software. They're going to have to go through every single soda SKU or whatever they're called, UPC, and go through and make sure that everything's being calculated correctly, enter in the number of ounces in there to figure out how much the tax has to be. It's crazy.
Well, yeah, so you would put, like, you know, this barcode is for a 12-ounce soda.
Right.
And this much tax. And then they're really going to have to look at what the actual text of the ordinance says to figure out, because what I'm seeing here in the news report is sweetened soft drinks. But
sweetened soft drinks.
Right. So how do you define, like, what's considered a soft drink? So they'll have to figure out, is a juice drink that has, say, coconut water or maple syrup instead of sugar? If it's got high fructose corn syrup instead of cane sugar, it's got cane sugar and not corn syrup.
Yeah, I mean, what is the definition of soft drink? That doesn't just include soda, does it? I mean, soft drink, doesn't that include, like, anything sugary and sweet?
I'm not
honestly
sure.
I don't know. Like, what is the legal definition of it? Soft drink, according to Wikipedia, does typically contain carbonated water, a sweetener, and a natural or artificial flavoring.
And the official statement on the City of Philadelphia website says, Philadelphia Mayor Jim Kinney released the following statement on the passage of the sweetened beverage tax.
Oh, I want to hear that.
So here they're saying sweetened beverage. I had already basically read you his statement.
Iced tea may apply. Iced tea, fruit juices.
Right. Energy drinks, fruit drinks.
Soft drinks are called soft in contrast to hard drinks, alcoholic beverages. Small amounts of alcohol may be present in a soft drink, but the alcohol content must be less than 0.5% of the total volume if the drink is to be considered non-alcoholic. Fruit juice, tea, and other such non-alcoholic beverages are technically soft drinks by this definition, but not generally referred to as such. Now, that's the Wikipedia definition of soft drink. What really matters, because this is legalese that we're talking about here, is the definition in the city ordinance, which I guarantee you it's defined there if we can actually find the proposed ordinance.
I'm trying to find it.
And you know, I'm not expecting you to be quick, you know, super fast here, but I guarantee you the bureaucrats did define this, and it wouldn't surprise me if it was defined wider than just soda, even though they've been marketing as though it were a soda tax.
Right.
So we'll see if we can figure that out. But what was the statement from the mayor? You didn't read that yet, right?
I read most of it from the okay. UPI article. Let me see here.
I wanted to hear him gloat. I wanted to hear what...
I also thank my colleagues in the council for working with our administration to craft a shared agenda that will improve the education, health, and prosperity of children and families across all our city for years to come.
Yes, we will improve
today
their lives by impoverishing them.
Today would not have been possible without everyone coming together in support of a fair future for every zip code.
Yeah, if you want to share your thoughts here, toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Because not only would the software, Daryl, have to collect the tax on these items, it would also have to segregate the tax, right? Because if you've got two categories in your store of untaxed items, taxed items, right?
Yeah.
So food would be taxed in most places that have a tax on food, but maybe toilet paper wouldn't. Or maybe the reverse. Like in Florida,
right.
I think food items were not taxed, but other items in the store were. So whatever it is, you got the items that are taxed, the items that aren't. But then you've got the specially taxed items, these new soda taxes, where there may already be a tax on these items. And then there's this tax going to be added on to them. Again, I don't know what the rules are by default in Philly. Maybe sodas were untaxed prior to this. But either way, they will have to make sure that tax is separate, right? Because it's not like this tax isn't going to the state. It's going to the city of Philadelphia.
Right. And I think in Pennsylvania there's a thing to where certain municipalities have municipal sales tax.
That's true in New York City. There's a municipal sales tax there. I know that much.
Found an article on Philly.com that says that the tax that was approved is only half of the 3 cent rate that Kenny initially sought.
Oh, my God. 3 cents per ounce.
Yes.
Well, don't worry. If they started at 1.5, I bet you they'll propose to raise it after a few years. Hey, we're doing so great saving people's lives here. If we doubled the tax, we'd save twice as many lives.
Exempt products include baby formula and beverages that are more than 50% fruit.
Get a pen and get ready for an important announcement. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, OIC Tax can help. Our retired IRS agents, tax attorneys, and CPAs are fighting for you. That's what we do here at OIC Tax. We help you survive after the IRS has come knocking. OIC Tax can help you with IRS hardship programs, offer in compromise, installment agreements, and the preparation of past and current tax returns. OIC Tax offers convenient representation for small businesses, corporations, W-2 wage earners, and even SBA loans in default. So stop waiting. Get a fresh start. Call OIC Tax at 1-800-314-4491 now. Bank levies, wage garnishments, and property seizures can be devastating to your life. OIC Tax has an A rating from the Better Business Bureau and is registered with the IRS as an e-file provider. Let OIC Tax help you. 1-800-314-4491. 1-800-314-4491. That's 1-800-314-4491.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Listen to what Dave Ryan says about Andro 400.
Andro 400, I really love it. It's amazing to me that I feel so good. I've lost 50 pounds. I was a size 38 waist. I've gone down to a 32 waist. My mood has changed. I don't get stressed out. It gave me so much more energy. Energy to walk. Energy to play sports. Everything is starting to work again. Feels like I'm 25. My wife is happy. I'm so happy. I'm a completely different man. I'm taking this stuff to the grave with me.
Men, have you lost energy and gained belly fat? Are you feeling stressed out? Fight back with Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to increase your testosterone. For over a decade, Andro 400 has helped men lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel 20 years younger. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Enough time for you to join us. Especially if you support the new soft drink tax. This isn't just a soda tax.
Sweetened beverage tax.
Yeah, this is much bigger than I first realized when I had heard that it was a soda tax. Because we've been digging around here to find out exactly what is going to be included in this new tax that's taking effect at the beginning of 2017.
Yes.
In the city of Philadelphia, 1.5 cents per ounce, which is lower than what the mayor wanted.
He wanted a three cent per ounce tax.
But still, a 1.5 cent per ounce tax is going to take the price of a 12-pack of soda from $3.33 at Walmart to over $5.
Over $5.50.
I mean, just an incredible price increase. What else did you learn?
You were speculating, Ian, about the hassles that business owners, small business owners specifically, would have to go through
to collect this new tax. Right, like hire a programmer to come in and update all their point-of-sale systems.
Apparently, the tax will be levied on distributors. So it's not going to be a sales tax per se.
Super sneaky.
So it will be hidden. The tax will affect sodas, teas, sports drinks, flavored water, bottled coffees, energy drinks, and other products. Exempt products include baby formulas, beverages that are more than 50% fresh fruit, vegetable, or milk, beverages for which customers request sweetener or add it themselves, such as at a coffee shop, are also exempt. One thing that I find very interesting, the American Beverage Association spent nearly $5 million advertising against the tax. A nonprofit was created to support the tax. They spent just over $2 million, according to a spokesman. $1.6 million of that came from, take a guess, Ian.
Well, you can't have me guess. You already had me guess during the a few moments ago when we were off.
You could have just played along Michael Bloomberg.
But then I would have been, I wouldn't have felt honest with myself at that point. But
if you would have guessed, probably would have guessed Michael Bloomberg because he's the former mayor of New York that tried to get something similar passed in New York City. He got the, large soda ban passed. And all the large soda ban thing did was wound up causing people to drink more soda.
Two sodas, yeah.
I can't buy a 20-ounce. I'll buy two 16s.
Now you got 32
and
ounces.
And now I've got 32 ounces, and I can't let this go to waste.
So I want to talk more about this distributor aspect because that's super sneaky. The way the folks there's a marketing site here produced by the organization, one of the organizations that was against the tax. It's called NoPhillyGroceryTax.com. It says your grocery bill is about to go way up. And then they've got a picture of a receipt on it, which makes it look like you'll be able to see this tax on the receipt. But right. that's not likely going to be the case unless a retailer reprograms their point of sale system to add some sort of special line item to indicate to people, hey, we would be charging you $3.33 for this 12-pack, but instead, because of the city of Philly, we have to charge you $5.50. Unless they put something like that in there, you're not going to see the tax on these prices because they're going to be built into the price of the product because
right.
the city is taxing the distributors in a super sneaky way of, for people who aren't paying attention, for people who don't know what the news is, and there's a bunch of those people.
Yes.
There are a lot of people, super majority, I would guess, of people in any given city have no idea at the moment what the issues within the city government are,
right.
what is being proposed, what is being passed. So all of a sudden, in January of 2017, there's going to be a huge spike, and unless Walmart and, you know, Kroger or whoever the hell the grocers are over in the Philadelphia area, unless they send out notices with all of their receipts letting people know, informing them of this new tax, and why is your receipt? Why are the, you know, the, maybe they'll post signs up in the soda aisle. They should do something to bring attention to this, because otherwise on the receipt they're just going to have to pass on their cost in the price of the actual product, and the people who are the victims of this tax are never going to actually know why the prices went up.
And something that I just thought of, knowing that it's on distributors, will it be applied to? And I don't know if Philadelphia has a beverage distribution point in the city that sends stuff outside of the city. Will that stuff be taxed? Will it only be applied to stuff that's sold in the city?
That's an interesting question. Meaning that if you
have Pepsi,
if you've got a convenience store, if you're running a convenience store in some sort of town outside of Philadelphia, but the distribution center is located in Philadelphia, will you, as the convenience store operator, have to pay full Philly city prices?
Right.
Yeah, it's a good question.
Yeah, and that's something that I can't seem to find.
Well, and also the reverse. What about stores in Philadelphia who are sourcing their product from outside of Philadelphia? Will they have to pay? Well, those distributors have to pay to play, if you will, at that point in the city. How would that work?
Most likely, because any product that's sold in the city winds up, you know, being said to be subject to the taxes in the city. So they're selling it to the convenience store in the city, even though they're headquartered outside.
But businesses aren't used to taxing at the distributor level. I mean, we don't have VAT taxes generally in the United States, that the so-called value-added tax, which is common in Europe.
But Pennsylvania does have something called a use tax.
What's that?
Meaning if you buy something in another jurisdiction, but you use it in this jurisdiction, it's subject to the taxes.
Okay.
So yeah. Knowing that, if you bring it in from outside of the city of Philadelphia,
right.
you would have to pay the tax, I assume. But
how
my question is, if they can do whatever the hell they Ian, it's whether or not it gets held up in a court.
Well, right. The pressure usually comes down on the people who are within the city limits. It seems unlikely that Philly will be able to effectively move their tax onto anyone who's not outside of the city limits. I'd be very interested to know how that all pans out. But let's go over real quick here what all this is going to affect. It's not just a soda tax. You mentioned some of the categories earlier, Daryl.
Yes.
Fruit beverages. So Arizona products, for instance, are mentioned here. Capri Sun. You know, lots of different
And those
crazy.
Have less than 50% fresh fruit or vegetable juice or milk.
Fruitopia, the Goya brand, Hawaiian Punch. So anything with a fruity flavor, anything sweetened basically is going to fall under these taxes. Ocean Spray products. It just goes on and on. Snapple products. I'm just still in this one category. Tropicana products. Tea and coffee drinks. Coffee lovers, guess what? Your coffee is going to go up dramatically at this point.
Unless you add the sweetener yourself.
Okay, fair enough. So now Starbucks. Now, wait a minute. If they're taxing distributors, they won't be able to tax the endpoint. So coffee isn't sweetened by default.
Right.
But the employees at Starbucks are frequently the ones who add the sweetening, meaning that like a Frappuccino product, for instance, is not something the customer sweetens.
Let me reread what Philly.com has written. They say, beverages for which customers request sweetener or add it themselves, such as at a coffee shop, are exempt.
But the coffee shop usually does the whole product when it comes to a frappuccino.
Right. That would be you requesting.
You're requesting a drink that is a sweet drink. You're not requesting the sweetener be added to a drink.
Well, technically, when you order a frappuccino, you're ordering a coffee with a bunch of other things put in it.
Really? Okay. I didn't know if they just cracked open the frappuccino and poured it into something back there. I didn't know if they were starting with regular
coffee.
They
add coffee,
right.
And then a bunch of stuff gets poured in.
Whatever. Okay. Well, if you're buying your frappuccino at the store...
If you're buying a pre-mixed at, you know, Walmart, or even if you go into Starbucks and you buy the one that's in the cooler...
This may actually make it more expensive to buy the frappuccino in the store than to actually go to Starbucks and buy it there. I haven't run the numbers yet, but these... normally the reason you go...
Add another 30 cents to the 20 ounce.
Yeah, and then, you know, four-pack, you're going to add another, $1.20 there.
Yeah.
Coffee products, you know, prepackaged coffee products, tea products, any kind of iced tea will fall under this. Sports drinks, Gatorade drinkers, you guys are going to get hit by this. So pretty much anything with sugar in it, so long as it's got less than 50% juice, it's going
to
qualify.
Doesn't necessarily have to be sugar. It could be high fructose corn syrup. And I had noticed a couple of years ago in... I think it was like a Big Lots or something. This bottle that said 100% fruit juice from concentrate, and there was an asterisk. And then I looked at the product or on the side, and then like somewhere in real small print it said contains less than 10% juice.
Mm.
So they started with 100% juice, and then they added a bunch of stuff, and then the final product was less than 10%.
You know what else are going to hit? Mixers for drinks. Daiquiri mixers, Smirnoff Spicy Bloody Mary mix,
yeah,
TGIF Mojito mixer, Fat and Juicy Daiquiri mix. The list goes on and on. Energy drinks, you better believe they're hitting those up too. Enhanced water drinks, pretty much anything except for water and milk and high level, you know, juice products. You're going to get hit big
time
in Philadelphia starting next year. You could always move to New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Check out ShireSociety.com, and we'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at FreeTalkLive.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it. Use it. Spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Adam Kokesh has agreed to meet Bernie Sanders in any city in America on any day between now and the end of the year for a friendly debate on socialism versus voluntarism, in which Bernie can choose an objective moderator. To sweeten the deal, Roger Ver, a.k.a. Bitcoin Jesus, has offered that upon completion of a three-hour debate in which both men have equal time, he will donate a total of $100,000 worth of Bitcoin to the charity of each man's choice, $50,000 apiece. Learn more at bernie.freetalklive.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.